Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 7th, 2022. Today is Monday in the first week of Lent. This reflection is drawn from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. For those of us who have even a rudimentary understanding of the Bible, or are faithful liturgical Christians, we know this passage of Scripture. Even if we don't know the citation, once someone starts reading it, or when we start reading it, we know it. It is Luke's account of the birth of Jesus, the nativity story. And it is told with high drama. A young couple, Mary being great with child, according to the King James Version, near giving birth. They make their way to a crowded Bethlehem, crowded because people have been ordered there to take part in a census. There is no room to be had, no place in the inn, nowhere for this young woman to give birth, save in a cattle stall. And we all know the rest. Angel choirs in the middle of the night proclaim the good news of the birth of this child to shepherds who run and see and find the child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger. It is a spectacular story, and it never gets old. It may feel odd to be reading this story at the beginning of Lent. And yet, given our situation in the world right now, there's a particular line in the text that I continue to wrestle with. When my wife and I were first invited to attend an Episcopal church, we went on a Christmas Eve. It was the first time we had ever been in a liturgical worship service. And so candles and incense and robes and singing, O Come All Ye Faithful, in a historic 19th century Gothic revival building. Oh, it had atmosphere and everything was going on. It was beautiful. And by the end of that service, my wife and I decided this was where we needed to be. It felt like the Episcopal Church was the home we never knew. But we came to that decision in two very different ways. I was drawn to the Eucharist. I was drawn to the structure of prayer, the language of the prayers. But my wife was drawn to something different. And it happened during the homily on that first Christmas Eve. The priest, in reflecting upon the proclamation of the angels to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. This was December 24th, 1990. And in that moment, like at every moment in world history, there were stresses and strains. There was violence and war. There was injustice and death. And the priest in his sermon said the thing that caught my wife up short and invited her into the Episcopal Church. What he said was, Christmas is the time we proclaim peace on earth, and there is not peace on earth, and there is not peace in our hearts. And I don't know what it is in the human condition that insists on rebelling against God's peace. My wife said to me, I want to be a part of a church where a priest can be intellectually honest about the distinction between what God promises and what humans manage to live up to. I don't disagree. We proclaim peace. We preach peace. We do our best to live peace and to live peaceably. And all these years later, the world still turns and reels and rocks around violence, destruction, and war. I'm recording this diary, as I've been recording all of these first few, in the shadow of an ongoing conflict in Europe. I don't know how that is going to be resolved. I am not in a position to do much, really, to affect that situation. It makes me feel helpless, and it makes me feel stressful to know that people are being displaced from their homes, to know that people are being killed and maimed and wounded, to know that people's lives are being turned upside down and inside out in such a way that they may never be put back together and made whole again. The human condition seems to be to love war. But that is not the good news of Christmas, and that is not the good news of Jesus' life, and that is not the good news that we claim in the resurrection. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says to his disciples before he is to be crucified, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you, not as the world gives." We are called through the waters of baptism to be people of peace. And the peace that the angels proclaimed at the birth of Jesus, that peace that Jesus lived and embodied, that's our birthright as baptized Christians, to be people of peace. Shalom. To be people who embody the good news of God's non-violence, of God's mercy, and God's grace. So today, on this Monday, first week of Lent, reflecting upon the birth of the Prince of Peace in the backwaters of Bethlehem, it seems meet and right to pray this particular prayer for the peace of the world. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, no strength known but the strength of love, so mightily spread abroad your spirit that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace, as children of one Father, to whom be dominion and glory, now and forever. Amen.